This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe, that thing's all stirred up there in hour number one.
Yeah, man, that's what we do, Woody.
Tyreek Hill has become a very hot button issue, man.
Everybody's got an opinion on Tyreek Hill, that's for sure. And it used to be, when he first got here, we're all excited, man. We're all excited. And then it's amazing from the end of the year to the off season. It just can't be that hard. I step back as a guy that's a bit of a screw up myself, and I'm like, it just you can have fun. You can have a lot of fun without all the police related stuff. Like it can't be that hard to stay out of trouble. It's got to be exhausting to the team. It really does. I mean, this team, whether you're Ann, head of communications, I'm not putting poor Ann Sinner, don't put my name out there, Larry, Drew, security guys, they must be like, can you imagine? You got this guy like, what's next? What's next, Tyreek? What's next, man? No, man, I know, man. My mom didn't raise me like this. I'm so tired of hearing about mom didn't raise you like that. It's getting old, man. And you can make excuses for him all you want. He's probably not going anywhere. He's probably going to be your number one receiver next year. I hope he bounces back. I do. I hope he goes for 1,400 yards. In the offense, because we're going to need him. We're going to need him, but this stuff is exhausting, man. All of it. I mean, you've seen the list. Was that Dave Hyde that had the list of, I don't know if it was Dave Hyde or somebody else. Been a lot of articles written. But, yeah, so anyway, we got into the draft a little bit also in hour one. I was reading. Like to read. I go to Dolphin News and see what all the people that do this. I don't know. Some of them do it to make money. Some do it as big fans. And some are big fans that do it for money. I get it. And some of you apparently, I'm guessing, do pretty well. A lot of people, you know, like to talk Dolphins every day. And we got fan bases all over the world. And we got big clubs all over the country. And they've been great. I've had a chance to meet and talk to a lot of them, and they are huge fans, and they're knowledgeable. There's no question about it. But when you start going outside of what this team needs, then I question how knowledgeable you are. That's all. And I'm not taking shots at you because I get it.
That's a shot.
It's not a shot.
By the way, the team needs
what?
Essentially everything. I mean,
when do we need a running back? We went out and got a big running back from the Raiders. We've got a rookie running back from last year, Jalen Wright. And we got the guy that was almost MVP of the team if it wasn't for Zach Sealer and Devon Achane.
Well, because people saw that the team could not score points. That was their big issue. And, you know, maybe they want to make a splash here. I don't know.
So I have a theory on that because I know everybody's trashing everything. And
I wouldn't go running back
first. And they
first,
decide to go, okay. Well, I appreciate
maybe second.
Okay. Well, then,
don't worry about
the defense to tackle and covering guys. I wouldn't even touch the defense.
I would try to score some points.
You just put Cam Smith out there.
I would seriously try to score
Cam,
some points.
Cam, you're out there, bro. Can we count on you? Will you be there?
No, I'm being serious with you. They need to find a way to score some points.
Okay. So add a fourth running back to the group. Okay.
Clearly the passing game has taken a step back.
I would say this to you, too. But maybe also there's something in common with not being able to run the ball and not being able to have time to throw the ball down the field. Let me see. What would that be? And they're in between. It's really important. Oh, they'll start five guys.
That's fair.
That's all.
That's fair. The problem, though, becomes they spent, I don't know, 20 years trying to build an offensive line?
I can't worry about 20 years. I can't worry about the last 15. I can't worry about the last 10.
This is the draft. They're just going to nail it.
No, I didn't say that, but you got to try, Woody.
The whole thing figured out.
Woody, probably not, but you got to try to fit the – you got to fill in the needs with – you got a full draft. We haven't had a full draft in a long time. And I know it doesn't mean it. I know a lot of you have no trust in Chris Greer. No trust at all. Because that would be the go-to line every time I say, hey, we got to hit this. Like, oh, great. We got Chris Greer, and you're telling me we got to get it right. Well, we do. We do.
You're getting very worked up. By the way, they got that running back, Genty, going like, what, top 10?
Yeah, he's got
that
seven,
can happen?
Eight,
you think that really
six,
happens?
I don't know.
Why would a team do that? I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, first of all, the teams that
and
are
I
picked,
love the running back position. I think it's more valuable than a lot of people.
All the teams that have those high picks have a lot of needs. Offensive
yes, I
line.
Would say so, yeah.
And all those teams talking about taking them, they got a lot of needs. Unless you think he can make a lot of guys miss, they're going to be chasing his ass in the backfield. That's all. So let me ask you, how does our running back – we had a record – not a record. We had the most tackles behind the line of scrimmage on our running backs in the league. What was that number, 80? Is that what I told you, 80 carries? It was the most in the NFL where we got tackled for a loss in the NFL. And we didn't even run the ball the most. Hell, some teams run that thing a hell of a lot more times than we do.
Well, in fairness, it is tough to gain yards. You're always pitching at 8 yards in the backfield. That's their signature short yardage play.
You still don't want.
We need 1 yard. Let's throw it like you know, 8 yards behind the line.
You still don't want to look at the offensive line.
I understand the offensive line needs to be
but it's not sexy, so you don't want.
How much are you going to fix it with this draft? I don't know.
One guy.
Guys that can come right in and be good right away.
Happens.
Not with us.
Happens. Guys come in and play right away. You had me thinking about all the guys. Our guys come right in, and they have to bounce around a year or two to figure out if they're a guard or a tackle or a tackle or a guard. And then we got them.
You realize it would be like a massively successful draft if they found three starters? Like three starting caliber players. That would be a hugely successful draft for these guys.
The way I'm looking at it.
I know the way you're looking at it.
They need three starters.
Let's live in reality, okay?
I know, but I'm telling you, they need to find three starters. By the way, Mr. Ross lives up in Palm Beach. And the family's up there, and I want to make sure they get to hear everything. We need starters in the draft, Mr. Ross.
What are they telling that guy?
God only knows.
Oh, here you go, Joe. Ian Rappaport. This just came out. The Dolphins and 7-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Ramsey are mutually set to explore trade options. There you go.
Okay.
That just came out here in the last couple of minutes.
Wow.
Says Ramsey is due $25.1 million fully guaranteed this season.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to play last year if he didn't get it.
Yeah, that's a shame. He seems like a nice guy. He's the guy that had his kids on the bed flipping off the camera.
Yeah, that was his. That
lovely.
Was his.
Lovely.
Hey, to all you guys, hey, what about all the people that like you that see this, man? Do you have to flip me off?
Yeah.
With your kids?
Hey, kids, just show your middle finger to the camera. What does this mean? Did he explain it to them? Did he tell them it means F you?
I tell you what, he's still a good player. He's still Jalen Ramsey can still play. Still play.
What are you going to get for him?
I don't know. It's a great question. Get a 3 or a 4? You don't get a 1.
Oh, my God. A 3 or 4? I don't know.
You get a 1?
Well,
he's no!
It's another starter.
2? And I got to tell you.
No, I don't think you get a 1 or a 2. No way.
No, I threw that out. No, you're not getting a 1 or a 2.
I don't know that you get that for Tyreek if you put him on the market.
That's a good question, too. You're probably right.
So Debo got a fifth, right? That was what Debo was worth?
Your two highest paid non-quarterback players probably you can't get a 1 or a 2 for, yes.
This is good.
Anyway, So when you said that about Jalen Ramsey and looking to move him for a lot of reasons, but the other thing about this is, whew, man, that just opens up. Hey, Woody, we'll be playing a lot of young dudes, man. Can you imagine?
Woo. So Kyle said this too. I know Kyle's going to join us a bit here. He said to piggyback off of what Ian Rappaport said, he said Ramsey was due a $4 million roster bonus last month. So any new team would be acquiring a salary of $21 million for next year, for this year, 2025.
Okay.
He has no guaranteed money left after this coming season. So
yeah.
So you get a little rental there, I guess.
And there won't be any more coming. I think we learned our lesson on when we decided to basically redo the whole organization's contracts. Everybody. And didn't pay off last year. Did not pay off. Got a lot of work, man. I'll tell you what, that whatever you think of Jalen Ramsey, he's one of your best players. And if you trade him, I'm going to say it again, you have another hole. You get rid of Tyreek Hill, you have a hole. You get rid of Jalen Ramsey, you got a bigger hole. I can move some guys around to play wide receiver, not at the level of Tyreek Hill. Not at that level, because he's still really good, no, whether you like want to hear that or not. But you get rid of Jalen Ramsey, that's a hole.
I almost feel bad for them over there. They can't. There's just no breaks to be caught for that team.
You just want
to, like,
go
every day. So, you want to, so give them a hug or something.
You know, it is funny. Well, that's a great call.
Man,
I do want to just go over there and go, I'm dying to just go, is some of the organization saying, hey, this what we're doing is not working. We're doing a different way. And the other part's going, no, we can do it. We're close. I just want to go, what the F are we doing? Like, they're not, these things aren't taking place in the really good organizations. What are we doing? You feel like that? You're driving in and you hear these reports. What are we doing? It's, you know, just give us a game plan.
Someone said, don't be surprised if Philly is in play for Ramsey, even with the Fangio relationship. That, if they could send him anywhere, that'd be great.
No shot. Hey.
So someone said, so we trade Ramsey, we need two starting cornerbacks now.
That's good. Great call. Good job. Did you do that on your own, Woody, or did you have to read that from somebody? You just did the math on that.
Don't be rude.
Well, I'm all fired up this morning.
So not this guy's from the 561 who made the comment. It's not his fault that the team is falling apart.
Hey, by the way, I don't know a lot.
How does this happen a week
before
the draft?
I don't know a lot, but if you think Vic Fangio is going – it was got more pull than any defensive coordinator out there, except maybe in Kansas City. If you think Vic Fangio is going, you know, I had Jalen for a year. You know, it wasn't enough. Can you bring him here? I want the guy here.
Yeah, like I'm kind of more with this guy. No one's giving up a one for a guy who gets beat half the time. Ramsey's not what Joe thinks he is anymore. Yeah, I don't think so, man.
He's still a good player, okay? He wants I'm not saying – look, he's not getting 5-6 interceptions. I get it. But he's...
I think he's a late round type.
And he did. He got toasted, and I know the game the guy's talking about.
Well, essentially, you're getting rid of him now because he's toxic, right?
Yes, he
falls. That's essentially what would happen. That's what's happening here.
Woody, way to call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's just looking at the football side. There could be another side of this, too. When you're looking at some of the problems the coach talked about after the season, this could fall under that category a little bit, maybe. Maybe I'm just guessing out there. Anyway, boy, what a morning this has turned into.
You are very riled up in there.
Do I seem like I'm
way too much coffee this morning?
There's nothing.
It's almost like you don't expect this stuff to happen at this point.
Oh. I'm not going to be shocked. I'm not going to be shocked by anything. I'm not going to be shocked by anything. That's why I told you. Used to be 100% on Tyreek Hill.
Can you imagine Tyreek comes out now and he says, I want to trade?
Let me tell you.
I would not be shocked.
He says he wants to trade. Before he said the word trade, his ass would be gone. I'd go goodbye. That's twice.
But for what?
The wife keeps threatening to leave.
You're going to get peanuts back for these guys, man.
I'm thinking about leaving you again. Leave. Go away. We'll pay for you. Go.
I don't get you, man. You're all like, oh, we need these guys because we got to try to win a playoff game. Then you're like, oh, I don't like them anymore. Just leave. Like,
no, you wait a sec. You told me if they ask to be traded.
You can't have it both ways, man.
What are you talking about? If a guy asks to be traded and he doesn't want to be here, go. Woody, once a guy says he wants to be traded, he's checked out on you.
You're not going
to
get equal value back, though.
Woody, I'm not worried about that. If a guy tells you he's checked out and doesn't want to be with you, you got to let him go.
Okay.
You agree? Oh, no, no, he's going to change his mind.
I mean, they are under contract. They have to play.
Great. Yeah, you want to tell Jimmy Butler that since you're...
Okay, so you get rid of Jalen Ramsey, you get rid of Tyreek Hill, you get a couple of, what, fifth, sixth round picks? Great. That Chris can blow in a couple
weeks.
Wait a
sec, you just threw out a scenario if they both asked to be traded. That's what you said.
And so we tried to warn you guys, everyone is jumping ship. It does feel that way.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
Right? Feels like everybody wants out.
By the way, it does not feel good, but stop changing everything on me this morning. I can't even have a conversation with you. Hey, I can't have a conversation with Baptist Health South Florida. And by the way, don't call me about Baptist Health South Florida.
We need to send you over there. Maybe they can give you some medicine to calm you down. Jeez.
All right. Hey, I do want to talk about the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida. And the sports medicine program they have put together, man. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. Great doctors over there to take, and the specialists they put together. It really is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. When you put together the all-star lineup of specialists for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, I'd love to tell you about the 30 doctors that they have put together for every part of the body to get you great results, to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Not just our professional teams, but our college teams. And we got three great locations to go with it. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Let's get you some weather brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's 65 degrees and sunny here. I do hear, Joe, a little bit of rain out there in Miami Gardens.
All right, well, keep it out there, will you? Don't let it get over plantation.
They can't catch a damn break, those guys.
Hey,
I really do. I feel bad for them at this point. Like,
if it's raining one place, let it be Miami Gardens today. I'll take a hit on another day. But leave it just partly cloudy, so plantation's fine. That's all. It's a little selfish, but that's fine. And if it's going to rain, just rain in the afternoon. I'm prepared for that.
What do you think of the timing of this thing, by the way? Because obviously you have to get this done before the draft.
Let me hear the Jalen Ramsey stuff again.
All right, well, here Rapoport just updated. He said, well, there's no firm deadline on a possible trade with the NFL draft 9 days away. Completing a trade prior to the draft would make sense if only so Miami could use the pick or picks they would acquire for Ramsey. Rapoport adds that, and that's what I was asking you. Like, what is with the timing of this with the draft coming up next week?
More draft picks. It's all I can figure, right?
I don't know what he's worth, Joe, but... So, again, like Miami's...
What they get, when they traded for him, they got 2 threes, right? Is that right? 2 third-round picks, that sound right?
That sounds right.
Because everybody's going, oh, my God, we got this top guy, man, and we didn't even have to give up a top pick. And
so he's due $25 million this year.
Yeah.
And it says that the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey have mutually decided to explore trade options.
Yeah.
Mutually. It's always mutual.
Yeah, well, listen, you don't want to be at the... Hey, you know how we decided we're going to split up? Nobody looks bad. All right, we're both splitting up. I know you've checked out on me, but let's just say we both decided, okay? So it looks a little better.
This season feels like it is going up in flames.
Well, I didn't see that one coming because we literally have been talking so much about Tyreek Hill, and I was like, wow, he really is trying to get his ass out of here.
Well, Tyreek might see this and get inspired. Maybe he wants out.
I don't think he will, but who knows, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
I'm not. Anything with him, when he wakes up in the morning, all bets are off. Soon as he gets up in the morning,
everyone
you're going.
Everyone in his life is in trouble.
Every day, when he gets out of bed and goes that door, you're like, what's he feeling today? Is it a good day? Does he want to be here? Is he okay? Can I say hello to him? Is he going to snap?
You have those people in your life that, like, you just, every day it's an adventure?
Yeah, I got two daughters.
Oh, that's nice.
No.
That was all you. I don't want to own that one. I need to get me those F1 tickets next week.
I start to say, how full of women.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, look, man, in fairness, that is tough. I mean, you do have a house full of women. That is,
I got to tell you,
that's
man.
That's tough, especially
and
for
a guy
what?
Like you. I'm not bitching a lot, but sometimes they get going, and then my wife dogpiles on their side. Like, she jumps. You know, I always talk about, Woody, you're at the bottom when you're a kid, and they used to throw you down and then, like, 20 guys. Everybody used to think that was funny. And go, dogpile, and then everybody jump on. You can't even breathe. So the guy on the bottom is crying and like, get off, man. It's serious, man. I can't breathe. Guy gets up. That wasn't funny, man. That wasn't funny. That's what they do at the house. It starts with something like this. It starts in a real innocent way. I go home and I try to talk to everybody and I go, hey, how was the date last night? Oh, my God. Now you want to get into my personal. Now you're getting to, yeah, oh, my God. There he goes again. Joe, why'd you have to ask it? Like, oh, my God. Oh, calm down. It was innocent. It was small talk. How was your day today? Like, I didn't mean anything by it. I don't know, man. It can be rough around there. But then I got
like the Dolphins front office.
Then I take the wife and I'm like, hey, really? Did you, like, I get you defend your daughter, but what was that? Like, it was innocent. I'm just coming home. Here's the other one is, I go in there talking and in a great mood, so I go to sit down, and everything stops. I go, hey, you guys are just all in a good mood. I could hear you. I came in to just, you know, see what's going on and, you know, catch up whatever you guys are talking about. Nothing. No, it's like, no. And they all start going, and they all leave. Everybody leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you me?
Yeah.
You can't make that up.
Do you call them your daughters, too? Because I do that sometimes with my wife. That doesn't go over well.
Oh,
I call them your kids.
I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, she hates
that. Oh, I do.
She really hates that.
I go, hey, your kids aren't talking to me today. What's up? Oh, no, they're not. They're our daughters. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
No,
but that's, you do that just to get a rise out of them, though. I you know, I do it too.
Oh, I got little nicknames. Hey,
but
little
that's
jerkies.
Usually when I'm pretty deep into losing the battle.
Oh yeah. There just comes a point where you just head to timeout in your own private room and hang out the rest of the night and pout a little bit. Can't believe it's like this, and then you just kind of move on.
Look what the Dolphins have done to you this
morning,
man. Jeez, man. You started screaming about the draft this morning, and now we got players that just went out.
If Jalen – so if Jalen's going, Kader Kohou would be our number one corner. We'll have to get two guys unless –
Do you have your big board in there? Are you
your
depth chart?
Got,
how many names are you crossing off on that?
Oh, all right, so I have Kohou. Storm Duck, Ethan Bonner, you're laughing. Cam Smith, I got Cam Smith. He's way off the chart. I'm bringing him back up. Cam Smith, year three. I have no I'm writing myself a note. No friggin' idea about this guy, but I wouldn't trust him. Okay, I got that. Wow. Give everybody some, boy. Wait until all the comments come out, because some of the writers know what's going on. Let's see who writes about it.
Waiting for Omar to wake up here. He's going to be screaming out Xavier Howard, right?
X-Man has nothing to do with this.
Can bring him back now.
X-Man had a great career here. There's no reason to bring the X-Man up here. And
well, he's better than Pat Sertan, right?
I'm not.
Way better.
Not getting into that today.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not going there. You're not. See, now you're trying to.
Well, no, usually Omar is good at finding guys that are like out of the league for a while, and, you know, he can just, guys that he was friends with brings them back.
I will tell you this. There are some teams that love to have Jalen Ramsey, I'm sure, because I think he can still play.
Really?
But can I tell you one team that's not interested? The Eagles. Why does anybody think?
A lot of Fangio was right text coming in this morning. He yeah, was, right. By the way.
I
don't like Fangio. I'm not a huge fan of his personality, but man.
I got to tell you, me too.
That guy knew what the Woody, F he was doing.
The grumpy man apparently knew a lot more about our team than we thought.
He trashes this team here, a bunch of weak guys, which he was right, and he goes to Philly and wins the Super Bowl. And put together one of the best defensive game plans in the Super Bowl.
How about the two rookies? How about the two rookies that started for him in the defensive secondary? And one guy ran a pick six, right? One guy ran a back.
They shut those guys. They blew them out.
They said, this thing's over. Vic goes, it's over at halftime. Then Vic's, they go, what's wrong after the game? This is where he's a grumpy old man. Goes, what's wrong? He goes, I wasn't happy the way we played in the second half. I go, all right, Vic, you're the man. That was beautiful. Hey, I'll tell you who else is beautiful. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Credible offer going on right now. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. I'm just giving you an idea here, okay? I remember when I went to get my first diamond engagement ring for Marga, I was broke. I was almost worse than broke. And I had to go into Beverly's Jewelers and just get something. This thing, if you're on a tight budget and you still want to marry somebody, boy, this is the ring for you. Choose from all shapes, larger size available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal's only for a limited time, plus gold prices are an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries, got something for everybody. If you're looking for that special gift or diamond engagement ring, I trust Beverly's for more than 30 years now. Jeff and I have known each other, been friends for a long, long time. Go in Fort Lauderdale. The big showroom is off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
And now it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, we need a little break from the Jalen Ramsey story that's out there. Yeah. What do you got for us this morning?
All right, hopefully we can laugh a little bit here with this one, Joe. This is the a viral video here. The Atlanta Braves TV broadcast, so they're on the road in Toronto, and game didn't seem to be particularly exciting, so they're killing a little time here. Listen to this one.
Wiley, how are things up there at the Corona rooftop?
Things are pretty great, Brandon. We're having a lot of fun up here at the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
I am without speech.
First so time.
I'm a little nervous.
Broadcast history.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Not sweating yet.
No.
There are too many dangerous places we could go with this. So I'm going to try to focus on the baseball here. Eli White now.
Wow.
That was pretty good, right?
That was pretty good. I didn't know where that was going. I thought something was going to get raunchy or something. But that's,
No, he was cool about it. And then he went on Twitter and he posted a picture of Matt Damon showing the phone number, you know, from Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
Where he goes, how do you like them
right,
apples?
Right.
I got her number. The whole thing's pretty funny.
That was good. It was harmless. It was good.
It was harmless. It did not take a dark turn.
Right.
Yes.
Good stuff. Everything seems to be a train wreck these days, so it stopped and it was done nicely.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, Joe, you asked about this yesterday. We have the numbers for the Masters, and CBS hit a 7-year high for Rory McIlroy's Masters win.
Oh, it always
Not
makes me feel better. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, the network averaged 12.71 million viewers. Obviously, that would have been up there during the 7 o'clock hour. That's when this thing peaked. It peaked at 19.54 million viewers. So that was the final hour or so there, and then you had the playoff and everything. So
you imagine that thing went to almost 20. That was tigerish going up to those numbers.
Yeah, up 33% from last year's final that had under 10 million viewers for Scottie Scheffler's second green jacket.
That was pretty cool. The whole thing, Bryce DeChambeau in there kind of playing the bad guy now that we find out he's still whining about Rory not talking to him.
Not a ton of likable golfers, so it was good to see two likable guys in the playoff there.
Justin Rose, man, really likable guy. Like, you go Justin Rose, like, oh, my God, one of the nicest guys on our tour, right? They just, forget his golf. That's one of the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever met a Bryson DeChambeau fan or a Scottie Scheffler fan, any of these guys, but that's why the numbers were up.
They all played their role very well.
Likeable guys, yeah. All right, Joe, speaking of likeable, ESPN will broadcast 10 Savannah Bananas games this season, starting on April the 26th at Memorial Stadium in Clemson. Listen to this, by the way. Most of them are at football stadiums. You got Memorial Stadium in Clemson. You got Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Remember we saw showed you the picture of Raymond James Stadium in Tampa? Yeah. They are going to play Fenway Park, Citizens Bank Park in Philly, Camden Yards, Coors Field.
This is incredible.
I agree.
I saw last night on ESPN they were on. And he threw him a football. Dan Orzlowski threw a football, and the guy did a flip as he was catching. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's quite a thing, man. I went when it was down here, and I've obviously never seen the park that crowded. It was sold out, completely sold out.
Mm.
But they put on a show. They, you know, all the players, they all line up around the stadium, and they sign autographs before, and you know, all the kids want banana balls and all this
other
stuff they
sell. Whoever created this. Didn't it start as a minor league baseball team? That's kind of how it started. Whatever it is, turned into the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just incredible what they've done.
Apparently they don't like being compared. I don't know. But they do a lot of the similar stuff.
They don't think the Harlem Globetrotters is...
Are they still around, by the way? I used to love the Globetrotters.
They were unbelievable when I was a kid, too, Woody.
I loved the Globetrotters.
I go back when it was black and white TV, and I was like, Harlem Globetrotters!
Yeah.
Curly and all those guys spinning around the floor and dribbling. And
so I grew up with the Globetrotters, but then the N1 mixtape became very, very popular. Remember the N1?
Yeah, that was good too.
With the Professor and Hot Sauce and all them.
Those guys were good. They had their nice little run there.
Yeah. I don't know. Harlem Globetrotters, if anyone knows.
They're still going. I just don't.
Are they?
I don't think too many people are going out to watch them. Last time I saw them.
If I knew they were coming, I'd love to see them. But
I saw them at both. I saw them at the arena in Broward, and I saw them at the arena in Dade County. Both of them.
Yeah. Texas says the Bananas draw more than half of the MLB, four times more than Marlins. Yeah, they sold out Marlins Park multiple times there. And speaking of sales here, Joe.
Yeah.
We have our top-selling NBA jerseys as the season has just concluded.
Can I guess?
I assume you've seen it. But Luka will complete the list at number one here. His jersey sales spiked when he was traded to the Lakers, of course.
Yeah.
Steph Curry comes in at number two. LeBron James at number three. Jason Tatum at four. Jalen Brunson at five. Wemby at six. Anthony Edwards at seven. Ja Morant, despite his shenanigans, at number eight there. SGA, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander at nine. Jokic at 10, Giannis at 11, LaMelo Ball 12, Kevin Durant 13, Devin Booker 14, and Jaylen Brown 15. Noticeably absent from that list, any player from the Heat?
Yeah, no.
Which, to be honest, is somewhat surprising because the Heat put out those, they redid the Vice jerseys this year. I had to imagine those sold fairly
Come
well
on,
for
man.
Them, no?
Still got to have a name on it there, brother.
I know. Have you seen, by the way, the Jimmy Butler Vice jerseys are like $20.
Yeah. They might as well,
gonna make it a play on
they might as well just donate them to the coffee company over there and sell them over there.
You won't wear Jimmy anymore?
Friggin' bum. Oh, my God. UD and those guys stroking him last night. And I know he's a good player. And I know UD's doing his job for ESPN. But he does this, he does that. And I was like, oh.
Speaking of ESPN, was it Marcus Morris or one of the Morris brothers or something that was on there that said that Giannis and Damian Lillard should just come to Miami? Did you see that?
No, but thank you.
Only reason I saw it is because Barry Jackson quote tweeted it and was like, essentially like, yeah, this really can't happen.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
But hey, man, you go on TV.
Milwaukee would
it,
go, great, what are you giving us?
That's the kind of thing we would say. Like, come on. Yeah. You're on ESPN, you'll do better.
Yeah. No question. All right, Woody, we've got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Kyle Krabs, we got to get him caught up on all the news. Well, I'm sure he already knows about all the news. Talk to him a little bit about next Thursday, first round of the NFL draft. We'll talk about Dolphins, Jalen Ramsey. We'll have more news if you didn't get in on Jalen Ramsey coming up as well. Apparently looking to be traded, if I can read between the lines, this mutual thing. Anyway, right now I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. For just a second here, man, I got to tell you, Michael Kotze is the man when you talk about needing that mortgage. Want to get it quickly. First-time home buyer rates, he's got them. Fixed rates in the fives right now, but he's got a special program for first-time home buyers out there, self-employed. You've been declined by the banks. He's put together a great program for you to get approved and get that mortgage. Just go to Google Reviews on the web, to Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Almost 35 years in the business, works 7 days a week. It's all about great service. It's about the ability to get you approved a lot faster than the banks. Whatever mortgage you're looking for, he can do them. Reverse mortgage, one of the many things he does very well. They're more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify, you got all that equity in your home and really could use that money, reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. And I want to let you know, man, this guy works 7 days a week. Even on a weekend, you're out looking for a home. You find a place. You want to get approved quickly to have a chance to get it. This is what Michael Kotze does, man. The guy does. You call or text him, 561-441-2730. It's 561-441-2730. Call or text him, even on a weekend, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.